Hare Krishna. So once again, welcome everyone.
The recording has started.
So thank you for joining our Saturday evening satsang program. So because of our current situation, we are continuing to do it on virtual program. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणम् परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महाविदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे लोकाभिरामं रणरङ्गधीरम् राजीवनेत्रम् रघुवंशनाथम् कारुण्यरूपम् करुणाकरन्तम् श्रीरामचन्द्रम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये जनकसुता जगजननी जानकी अतिशय प्रिय करुणा निधान की ताके जुगपद कमल मनावहु जासु कृपा निर्मल मति पावहु सिया राम मैं सब जग जानी करूं प्रणाम जोरे जुग पानी मनोजवं मारुतुल्यवेगं जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं वातात्मजं वानयूथमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये श्रीगुरुचरण सरोज रज निज मन मुकुर सुधार वरनौ रघुवर विमल जश जो दायक फल चार बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देह मोहे हरहु कलेश विकार सियावर राम जय जय राम मेरे प्रभु राम जय जय राम। सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की
जय।
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
सो थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अवर सैटरडे इवनिंग सत्संग प्रोग्राम। So today we are going to discuss a very important topic, how bhakti transforms impossible into I am possible, how bhakti can make seemingly impossible task into possible. We have been discussing the glories of bhakti practically every session. We talk about bhakti, importance of bhakti. And what are the various limbs of bhakti, how bhakti is to be performed. Srimad Bhagavatam also, Shukdev Goswami at any opportunity, he speaks about bhakti, the glories of bhakti, how the various devotees, they have made their life successful by executing the limbs of bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada also, in all his purports, purpose of Bhagavad Gita, purpose on Srimad Bhagavatam. Everywhere Prabhupada talks about bhakti. And in our every discussion, every week, every topic which we discuss, we practically speak about bhakti. But still, in some people's mind, the question remains, what is this bhakti? How bhakti to be performed? Why bhakti to be performed? What is this bhakti and how the bhakti to be performed? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadevji has written the 9 processes of bhakti. What are the 9 various limbs of bhakti, devotional service? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Iti pumsa arpita Vishnu bhaktischennavalakshana kriyate bhagvate yadha tanmanye aditam uttamam. So what are these processes of bhakti? Shravanam, hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord, harikatha, kirtanam, chanting the names of the Lord, Vishnu smaranam, remembering the Supreme Lord all the time, Pada Sevanam, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, washing the feet of the Lord and taking that as Charanamrit. Archanam, dressing the Lord, decorating Him, garlanding Him, offering various ingredients. Vandanam, offering prayers. Dasyam, serving the Supreme Lord as a menial servant. Sakhyam, being as a friendly relationship with the Supreme Lord. Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything to the Supreme Lord. These are the 9 processes of bhakti. Ati pumsa arpita Vishnu bhaktischennava lakshana. And somebody who understands these processes, who engages in these processes, dedicate his life to the service of the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, through these 9 methods, that person should be considered to be the most learned person. Kriyate bhagvate yadha tanmanye aditam uttamam. So this verse is actually spoken by Shri Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, these are the 9 processes to engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. And somebody who engages in these processes, even any one limb of these processes, is considered to be the most intelligent person. So we keep talking about these processes of bhakti. What is hearing? Hearing is hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Harikatha, the descriptions of the Supreme Lord, his Leela, his form, his qualities, his holy name. So hearing about all that is Harikatha, Shravanam process. And we have discussed so many different methods of hearing, people which utilize the best process of hearing, best type of hearing is it enters through our ears, goes down into the heart, and then ultimately leads to the implementation in life. We practically apply those teachings, apply those learnings into our life. So that is the best type of hearing. Entering through the ear, goes down into the heart, and gets implemented in life. The other type of hearing, it enters through the ears. Somebody understands, yes, I need to do something, but he is just waiting and waiting and waiting. Jab samay aayega tab karenge. When the time will come, jab Bhagwan ki kripa hogi tab karenge. Lord's mercy is already there. That's why you are in the process of hearing in first place. You have got this opportunity to hear Harikatha. You have got this human form of life that is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The other type of hearing, it goes through the ears rather than going in the heart. It goes upward, enters into the head. Dimag pe chad jati hai cheez. And person start thinking, oh, now I know a lot. Mujhe bahut gyan ho gaya hai. So, gyan ka abhiman ho jana. Rather than applying anything in life, it just leads to pride of knowledge. And still, the further lower class of hearing, it goes from the ear, one side, and comes out from the other ear. It doesn't go in the heart, doesn't stay with the person, just sitting there listening and just ignores everything. Whatever is being told, okay, that's fine. It's like a very common trend. When we are sitting on the floor, when you are sitting on the grass or on the bare ground, after sitting there, you get up and you dust up your clothes. Sab kapdo ko jhaad dete hain. Vaise hi log katha mein baithte hain, katha sunte hain, katha sunne ke baad uthte hain aur sab kuch jhaad dete hain. Puri katha ko wahin par chhod kar chale jaate hain. No practical change, no practical implementation in life, no transformation in the heart. Agar kuch suna hi nahi hai, toh transformation aayega kaise? If we have not heard anything attentively, how it will lead to any transformation? And these days, because there is no opportunity of physical get together, practically we are meeting virtually. The satsang program is happening virtually, Facebook Live, Zoom calls, all these various methods. And there is another fashion. Somebody just puts on the satsang program and just keep doing his other different chores. Katha is going on at the same time. Maybe prasadam is going on, or maybe some other thing is going on. So 10 multiple things are going on, multitasking. No concentration. Ekagar chit hoke nahi sun rahe hain. So there is no change in the heart. It doesn't stay with us. Aur to kuch hota hai, we just want to mark our attendance. We join on Facebook call or conference call and write on Hare Krishna and then just go somewhere else. That okay, I have marked my attendance. How long did we hear? Did we hear the whole thing? Did we get anything out of that whole katha? Only Krishna knows how much who has heard. So Shravanam, this is the first process of bhakti. We need to hear attentively with full concentration so that it can lead to some change in our life. The second process is Kirtanam. Chanting of the holy name of the Lord, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Dhruva Maharaj, like Narad Muni, like all other great saints, Mirabai, Narsi Mehta, chanting the name of the Lord, Kirtanam. When we engage in the process of Kirtan, we have to do it all our heart, with all our heart, just giving up all hesitation, all shame. मंदिर में लोग कीर्तन में पार्टिसिपेट करते हैं, दे हैव सम सॉर्ट ऑफ हेजिटेशन, दे आर फीलिंग शेम इन पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन कीर्तन, क्लैपिंग द हैंड्स, डांसिंग इन द कीर्तन. व्हेन वी पार्टिसिपेट इन कीर्तन देन इट फील्स लाइक देयर इज नो एनर्जी, जैसे चार दिन से खाना ही नहीं खाया. एंड व्हेन देयर इज अ डिस्कशन हैपनिंग ऑन सम मूवीज, बॉलीवुड, हॉलीवुड एंड पॉलिटिक्स एंड स्पोर्ट्स एंड ऑल, और just fighting with each other, then there is full energy. Then four other people in the neighbor can also hear. And when it is time to participate in kirtan, then as if there is no energy. So kirtanam, chanting the name of the Lord, participating in japa. Next process, smaranam, Vishnu smaranam, remembering the Lord. And when and how we have to remember the Lord? How long we have to remember the Lord? Is it particular time of the day when you remember the Lord? No, practically all day, 24 hours of the day, remembering the Lord. Many people think, okay, I will remember the Lord at particular times. ज्यादातर लोगों का tendency क्या होता है, सुबह उठे, नहाए धोए, तो 5 मिनट के लिए पूजा कर लिया, एक धूप अगरबत्ती दिखा दिया, और फिर शाम को 2 मिनट के लिए दिया जला कर रख दिया. So that is my time to remember Krishna. All other time I'm too busy. Remembering Krishna has to go on all time, practically all 24 hours of a day. It's not that just morning time, half an hour when you participate in japa, or in the 10 minute in the evening when do you samarti or something. Just imagine if you have a child, if you have your son or daughter who is grown up, who is staying away from you, staying in a hostel or dorm. Do you remember him or her just 2 minutes of the day, in the morning or in the evening? Every time you are doing something, that remembrance for your child is going on. When you are cooking, when you are eating, when you are cleaning, when you are going out somewhere, when there is any function happening at the home, when walking, when sitting, when sleep, going to sleep, every time that remembrance comes. So same way, we should remember the Supreme Lord all the time. Utte, baithte, khate, peete, chalte, firte, sote, jagte. We should remember Lord. When you go to sleep in the night, you should remember Krishna. Thank you very much for this wonderful day. When you get up in the morning, thank you again giving me one more day. As soon as we get up in the morning, we should chant the name of Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Ram, Radhe Radhe, Hari Bol. Anything one can chant, right? All these names of Krishna, they're so powerful. As soon as we get up in the morning, we should remember Krishna. See, there is no fast, hard and fast rules in remembrance of Krishna, in chanting the holy name of Krishna. The name of Krishna can be chanted even in unclean condition. We can remember Krishna any time, any place, any circumstances of the day. But we should not just take that part that, okay, name of Krishna can be chanted anytime without even cleaning ourselves. So there is no need to take bath. बहुत सारे लोगों के दिमाग में ये चीज आ जाती है. Yes, there is a meaning behind that. There is a bhava behind that Krishna doesn't see our external condition. Krishna see our heart. What is in our heart? Yes, that is true. But for us, we should not just take a literal meaning of that, okay, there is no need to clean ourselves externally. We can just do anything as we like and I can just sit and chant and I don't need to take bath. So, log anarth ka, arth ka anarth bahut jaldi kar dete hain. We have to understand what is the real meaning behind that. Krishna, he is looking for our bhava. Bhava grahi janardhana. So, circumstantially, if there is a certain situation, you are forced that there is no facility for you to clean yourself. Yes, you can continue chanting the holy name in unclean condition also. But it doesn't mean that, okay, now I just make that as a habit. So just consider one example. When the mothers, they take the milk, when you bring the milk, What they do, they boil the milk. So they put the milk in the pot and put the pot on the stove. So when the milk is heating up, what is happening to the pot? Before the milk gets hot, the pot becomes hot first. तो दूध के गर्म होने से पहले जो पात्र है वो गर्म होता है, उसी तरह मन की शुद्धि से पहले तन की शुद्धि भी चाहिए. तो वी हैव टू क्लीन अवर एक्सटर्नल्स, वी हैव टू क्लीन अवर बॉडी एंड देन वी हैव टू क्लीन अवर हार्ट ऑल्सो. बोथ गोज टूगेदर. द एक्सटर्नल क्लीनलीनेस इज ऑल्सो एज इम्पॉर्टेंट बिकॉज इट गिव्स द प्रॉपर एनवायरमेंट फॉर अस टू एंगेज इन द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण. So smaranam, remembering the Supreme Lord all times of the day, no matter what time, place, circumstances. Then pad sevanam, serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Archanam, offering the various paraphernalia to the Lord, offering the incense, offering the lamp, offering all the nivedya, the food items. Archanam, vandanam, offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. Glorifying the Supreme Lord with selected prayers. Dasyam, serving the Supreme Lord in the mood of a menial servant. That my job is to serve Krishna, my role is to serve Lord Ram. That is my purpose of this life. Like Hanumanji. Hanumanji is a great servant of Lord Ramachandra. He is eager to serve Lord Ram in all situations. Ram kaj karive ko atur. He is always anxious to do the work of Lord Ram. Ram kaj kije bina mohe kahan vishram. I cannot take rest before finishing the work of Lord Ram. Serving the Lord in the mood of a servant. Dasyam. Sakhyam. Being as a friend to Lord. And then Atmanivedanam, serving everything, surrendering everything to the Supreme Lord. Not just as a servant, not just as a friend. Every relationship that we can imagine in this world, accepting everything, ourselves, relating ourselves to the Supreme Lord in everything. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhu cha sakha tvameva. तुमेव विद्या द्रविणम तुमेव तुमेव सर्वम मम देव देव. यू आर एवरीथिंग फॉर मी. यू आर माई मदर, यू आर माई फादर, यू आर माई फ्रेंड, यू आर माई वेल विशर, यू आर माई वेल्थ, यू आर माई नॉलेज, यू आर एवरीथिंग फॉर मी. सो सरेंडरिंग एवरीथिंग टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. देर आर सो मेनी ग्रेट डिवोटीज हु सरेंडर्ड एवरीथिंग इन सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड. बलि महाराज, who renounced everything, who surrendered everything to the Lord. So bhakti means declaring dependence on the Supreme Lord. Bhakti doesn't mean that I want to maintain my independence. Jo main chahta hu, main wahi karunga. No matter who tells me what, I will do what I like. No, bhakti means declaring dependence on the Lord. Declaring our dependence on the devotees, on the sadhus, on our spiritual mentor and guide, declaring dependence. Like Draupadi, when Draupadi was being disrobed in the assembly of Kauravas, what did she do? She tried to protect herself on the strength of her husband's, on the strength of her own strength, holding on to her sari with both hands. But ultimately she realized, my strength is no match for Dushasana. And ultimately she let go and just raised her hand. Sabha mein khadi Draupadi ro rahi hai. Aansuon se wo apna mukh dho rahi hai. Us naam ko Draupadi ne pukara. He Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Nath Narayan Vasudeva. So Draupadi is just calling out to the names of Krishna. Hey Govinda, hey Murari. She is just crying out loudly. And then Krishna manifested himself and protected her, manifested in the form of her sari. So in any situation, in any troublesome situation in life, just fully dependent on the Supreme Lord. That is Atmanivedanam. Pandavas, they surrendered completely on Krishna. They were having full dependence on Krishna. Even though Krishna was their relative, Krishna was their friend, still they had so many problems in life. So bhakti does not mean when I engage in the process of bhakti, all my problems should disappear. No, it doesn't happen like that. Actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Lord Krishna, see, you are always staying with us. You are our relative, our friend. You are, while eating, you are with us. While sleeping, you are here. While walking, you are here. So, khate, peete, utte, baithte, jaagte, sote, aap humare saath hai, phir bhi humare jeevan mein itne sankat kyun hai? Why there are so many problems in our life? You don't have that kind of relationship with Kauravas, with Duryodhana. Still, we don't see Duryodhana having all these sort of problems. Why we are having all these problems? And what did Lord Krishna say? Krishna says, that is my special mercy on my devotees. Wo mera bhakton ke upar meri vishesh anugrah, vishesh kripa hai. Vishesh anugrah, vishesh kripa kya hai bhagwan ki? I give them so many problems. Jab koi meri bhakti karna chahta hai, to main unko kashton se gher leta hun. This is what Krishna is saying. And why is Krishna enjoying by giving problems to, in our life? No, Krishna is giving problems in our life to test our faith. Are we really sincere to move forward in this path of bhakti? Are we eligible to move forward on this path of bhakti? And to enhance, to make ourselves more and more eager to take shelter of Krishna. To deepen our surrender on Krishna, our shelter, our faith on Krishna. So Krishna says, meri vishesh kripa hai mere bhakton ke upar, ki main apne bhakton ko kashta se gher deta hun. And actually Krishna gives the strength. If we continue on in this path of bhakti, Krishna gives the strength to deal with those problems also. जीवन में जितने भी कष्ट आए, जितने भी संघर्ष आए, अगर हम भक्ति में जुड़े रहें, हम उन सब कष्टों से पार पा सकते हैं. पर हमारे साथ होता क्या है? इसके विपरीत, जब भी कोई कष्ट आता है, whenever we face some problem in life, immediately we blame it on Krishna, we start arguing with Krishna, why so many problems in my life? मैं आपका इतना भजन कीर्तन कर रहा हूं, मैं आपका इतना नाम जप कर रहा हूं, मेरे जीवन में संकट क्यों? और कितना संकट दोगे आप? Why are you giving me so many problems, so many miseries? But we have to understand that is also our test of our faith. Krishna is intensifying our eagerness to take shelter of him. So we have to remain steadfast in this process of bhakti, no matter how many problems come. With bhakti only, we can deal with these problems. We don't have any other alternative. There is no other shelter. Even if we leave this process of bhakti, where will you go? Take shelter of these materialistic things, materialistic sense enjoyment, sense gratification? Will that solve all your problem? No, it will further increase your problems. So we have to stay steadfast in this process, take shelter of Krishna. No matter how many problems come, we should not leave this process of bhakti. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj had to face so many problems. Unko patthron ke upar se patak diya gaya, hathi ke pair mein rondhne ki koshish ki gayi, agni mein jalane ka prayatan kiya gaya, aur anya pata nahi kitne unke upar sankat dale gaye. So many problems Prahlad Maharaj had to face. Still, he did not leave this process of bhakti. He still did not leave chanting the name of the Lord. He did not leave remembering the Lord. So no matter how many problems come, we have to stay steadfast in this process. With bhakti only, we get the strength. भक्ति से ही जीवन में बल आता है, भक्ति से ही जीवन में रस आता है, भक्ति से ही हमें बुद्धि, विवेक, इंटेलिजेंस एंड पेशेंस, हाउ टू डिफरेंशिएट बिटवीन राइट एंड रॉन्ग, ऑल दीज कम इन अवर लाइफ बिकॉज ऑफ भक्ति. सो वी हैव टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द लॉर्ड, वी हैव टू सर्व द लॉर्ड. Not have to, we should serve the Lord in the mood of dasya, servitorship, servant. And Hanumanji is a great example of this dasya ras. Hanumanji is eager to serve Lord Ramachandra and he is able to accomplish so many impossible tasks. What we can consider as, oh, this is not possible. This is impossible. And Hanumanji is able to accomplish those tasks. Now somebody may say, oh, Hanumanji, he is a very powerful. We cannot compare with Hanuman. Yes, we cannot compare with Hanuman. But the secret behind Hanumanji accomplish all the tasks, Hanumanji is giving all the credit to Lord Ramachandra. He is giving the credit to the strength on the name of Lord Ramachandra. दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे तेते. हनुमान जी इज एबल टू अकॉम्प्लिश ऑल दीज इम्पॉसिबल टास्क. दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते, इस संसार में जितने भी दुर्गम काज हैं, इम्पॉसिबल सॉर्ट ऑफ टास्क, हनुमान इज एबल टू अकॉम्प्लिश ऑल दोज टास्क. कवन सो काज कठिन जग माही, जो नहीं होए तात तुम पाही. So what is the first impossible task which Hanuman ji was able to accomplish? When all this monkey army, all the Vanar Sena is searching for Mother Sita, they reached on the shore of the ocean. And now they are wondering how to cross over this ocean to go on the other side to find Mother Sita. And they heard from Sampati that one demon, Ravana, he took Sita on the other side in his kingdom Lanka. So after getting that information, all these vanars, these monkeys, now they are wondering how to cross over this ocean. Who will be able to go over? Everybody is thinking, how much is my capacity to go over? This is a ocean of 100 yojan. So yojan par, samudra ke par jana hai. So yojan means 400, 400 kos, 400 miles. There was no aeroplanes that time, that one can sit in an aeroplane, just go over. आज तो हम बोलते हैं कि सात समुद्र पार करके हम भारत से अमेरिका तक आ सकते हैं. That time it was just crossing one ocean, but there was no facility. Somebody has to fly over that ocean, jump over that ocean. And all these vanaras thinking, I don't have that capacity. And then Jampavanji is thinking, where is Hanuman? Hanuman is thinking, is just absorbed in his own thought. And then Jampavan came to Hanuman. He tried to glorify Hanuman. You are so powerful. Remember your strength. You are from a great family lineage. So Jamvan tried to encourage Hanumanji based on his powerful family lineage, based on his personal bodily strength. But Hanuman did not pay any attention. Hanuman was thinking, no, I cannot do anything. And then as soon as Jamvanji said, Kavan so kaj kathin jag mahi, jo nahi hoye taat tum paahi, Ram kaj lagitav avatara, sunte ho bhayo parvatakara. So as long as Jambavanji was trying to convince Hanuman based on his bodily strength, his family lineage, Hanumanji did not pay any attention. As soon as Jambavanji said, Ram kaj lagitav avatara, your birth, the purpose of your birth is to serve Lord Ramachandra. As soon as he heard that, he got up from his seat and assumed a gigantic form, Bhayo parvatakara. Because He is eager to serve Lord Ramachandra. In service of Lord Ramachandra, no matter what this obstacle comes, no matter how much difficulty comes, no matter if the task is impossible, I will give my best shot. So he was ready to cross over that ocean. And during crossing that ocean, so crossing the ocean, jumping over that ocean is one of the impossible tasks which Hanuman is doing to serve Lord Ramachandra. Not just crossing that ocean, while flying over that ocean, there are so many obstacles. ऐसा नहीं है कि बस सुरंग लगा के पार करके. There are so many obstacles coming on the way to stop him on the path. There is a Minak Parvat, the golden mountain which comes as an obstacle. Why the golden mountain was an obstacle? Because even in service of the Lord, when we get some opulences in life, we get distracted. This is a very common thing. We start in the process of bhakti, but then Krishna gives us test. Are you very sincere to engage in my process of bhakti? So he gives as a test a little distraction in the form of some opulence. कोई अच्छा सा मकान मिल गया, कोई खजाना, कोई लॉटरी लग गई आपकी. You want to go on a vacation and you forget Krishna. Okay, let me take a break from service. I can resume the service anytime. I can do the chanting anytime, 10 days later also. Let me first take a break and enjoy now. So opulences also are as a distraction. They take us away from bhakti, away from the service of the Lord. So this Menak Parvat, which is a golden mountain, it came as an obstacle in service of Lord Ramchandra to distract Hanuman. But Hanuman did not pay any attention. He says, no, I cannot take any rest until I finish the task, until I finish the service of Lord Ramchandra. I am not going to take rest. Then another obstacle came, Sursa. Sursa want to eat up Hanuman. And Hanuman says, Ram kaj kije bina. So that was during Menak Parvat. Ram kaj kije bina mohe kaha vishram. I cannot take rest without finishing the task of Lord Ramachandra. Same thing for Sursa. She want to eat up. He told Sursa, let me first go, find Mother Sita, come back, give the news to Lord Ramachandra. Then I will come to you. You can eat me. No problem. Sursa said, no, you have to first enter in my mouth. Then you can go if you are safe from that. Hanumanji is so intelligent. He became smaller and smaller and smaller. First he became bigger and bigger and bigger. Hanumanji apna akar bada rahe hai, Sursa apne muh ka akar bada rahi hai. Hanuman became bigger, Sursa opened her mouth even bigger. Hanumanji became more bigger, she opened her mouth even more bigger. And then all of a sudden Hanuman became too small, like a mosquito. Her mouth was too big. Hanumanji entered and immediately came out before she was able to close her mouth. And then she showed her real form, that I was sent by the devatas to test your intelligence. Devatas wanted to find out if Hanumanji is intelligent enough, powerful enough to fulfill the task of Lord Ramachandra. So who is giving this intelligence? Lord provides the intelligence. Lord says, I am seated in everybody's heart. And when we engage in this process of bhakti, Lord gives us intelligence. He destroys this darkness, ignorance of darkness, with the shining lamp of knowledge. So Hanumanji cross that obstacle also. Then came another obstacle in the form of Singhika, who can hold even any flying object by holding onto the shadow. So Hanuman destroyed that obstacle also. That obstacle represents envy. Because when we want to engage in the process of bhakti, when we are making progress in bhakti, other people try to pull us down. That is the nature of this world. Other people want to pull us down. So Hanumanji crossed that obstacle. He crossed all these obstacles and crossed this 100 yojan ocean on what strength? Why? How Hanumanji was able to accomplish this task? Prabhu Mudrika Meli Mukhamahi Jaladi Lang Gaya Charajanahi. He kept the Mudrika, the ring of Lord Ramachandra in his mouth. And by keeping that Mudrika in his mouth, he was able to cross Jaladi Lang Gaya Charajanahi. He was able to cross this ocean. There is no surprise in that. And what is written on that Mudrika? Tab dekhi Mudrika Manohar Ram Naam Ankita Ati Sundar. Lord Ram's name is written on that. So when we are chanting the name of Lord Ramachandra, if the name of Lord Ram is on our tongue, name of Lord Krishna is on our tongue, we can practically accomplish any impossible task. Anything can become possible. Mukh mein ho Ram naam, Ram seva hath mein, tu akela nahi pyare, Ram tere saath mein. Mukh mein ho Ram naam, Ram seva hath mein, tu akela nahi pyare, Ram tere saath mein. So keep chanting the name of Lord. And that gives us the ability to accomplish any difficulty, to cross over any difficulty in our life. Bar bar Raghuveer Sambhari. Hanumanji is again and again remembering Lord Ramachandra. Before any task, before jumping from the mountain to cross over the ocean, he is remembering Lord Ramachandra. While crossing the ocean, he is just remembering Lord Ramachandra. And when he is able to cross this ocean, he is not taking the credit to himself that I was able to cross over this ocean. He is saying that I am able to cross this ocean on the mercy of Lord Ramachandra. There is no my personal credit. I am just the arrow of Lord Ramachandra. Jimi amogh Raghupati karvana tehi bhanti chaleo Hanumana. Hanuman said, I am just going as the arrow of Lord Ramachandra. As Lord Ramachandra shot his arrow, and that arrow can go at a far distance and hit on his target. So I am just like an arrow of Lord Ramachandra. Jimi amogh Raghupati karvana. And the arrow itself does not have any credibility. बाण की अपने आप की कोई क्षमता नहीं है. बाण की क्षमता किस पे डिपेंड करती है? बाण चलाने वाले के ऊपर, वो धनुर्धारी के ऊपर निर्भर करती है. इफ द पर्सन हु शॉट द एरो शॉट इट परफेक्टली ऑन द टारगेट, देन द बाण द एरो गोज एंड हिट द टारगेट. सो इट ऑल डिपेंड्स ऑन द पर्सन हु इज शूटिंग द एरो. So I am like the arrow of Lord Ramachandra. Main Bhagwan Ram ke baan ke saman hu. So in our life also, if we can develop that attitude, that I am just the instrument of Lord Ramachandra, whatever difficulty comes in life, in my regular responsibilities, or whatever difficulty comes in execution of devotional service, I have to just depend on the Lord and keep going on, continuing with my bhakti. Durgam kaj jagat ke jete. Hanumanji is able to accomplish many impossible tasks. What is the other impossible task Hanumanji accomplished? Crossing ocean is one task. Another impossible task which Hanumanji crossed, fulfilled, was burning up the city of Lanka. See, the city of Lanka is not ordinary city. It's made of gold. Now, can you burn up gold? If we put fire to gold, it does not burn up, does not turn into ash. Sone ko jitna jalaya jaye, wo kundan banta hai. But Hanumanji is able to burn up the city of Lanka, the golden city of Lanka. How? Again, using his intelligence given by the Lord. Ulat palat Lanka sab jari. Hanumanji ne ulat palat kar puri Lanka ko jala dala. So what does this really mean actually? Ulat pulat Lanka sabajari. See, Ravan had captured Shani also. Shani came. Actually, Ravana went and challenged Shanidev. And he defeated him and brought him, imprisoned him. Now, Shanidev ke bare mein kya famous hai? Jiske upar Shani ki drishti pad jaye, uska naseeb kharab, uska bhagya bigad gaya. So on whomever Shanidev puts his eyes, that person gets too many obstacles. And log bolte hain, mere upar Shani ka prakop chal raha hai, Shani bhari hai mere upar. So Shani, jiske sar pe Shani aakar baith jaye, uske bolte hain uske nakshatr kharab chal rahe hain, uska grah kharab chal raha hai, uska dasha kharab chal rahi hai. And all his tasks become difficult. So Ravana captured Shani, but so that Shani's eyesight does not fall on Lanka, it doesn't get any obstacle, Ravana was hanging Shani upside down. उसको उल्टा करके लटका के रखा हुआ था रावण ने. एंड हनुमान जी से रावण की लंका को जलाना है. आई हैव टू बर्न अप दिस सिटी ऑफ लंका. पहले तो शनि को ही उल्टा करके सीधा करो. तो उलट पुलट लंका सब जारी. सो ही फर्स्ट टर्न शनि अपसाइड डाउन. ही मेड शनि स्ट्रेट. शनिज आई साइड फेल ऑन लंका एंड दिस होल गोल्डन सिटी ऑफ लंका बिकेम आयरन. सोने की जो लंका थी सब लोहे की बन गई. And then Hanuman was able to put fire to the city of Lanka. So Hanuman is so intelligent. Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatur. He is filled with all the great qualities. He is very intelligent. Hanuman is capable of changing his size. He is able to become too small as needed and he can become too big also as needed. सूक्ष्म रूप धरी सिंह ही दिखावा विकट रूप धरी लंक जरावा. When it was time to find mother Sita, when it was the need to enter into the city of Lanka, he became too small, just like a mosquito, to enter into the city of Lanka without being seen by anybody. And when it is a time to burn up Lanka, he assumed a huge form. And by jumping onto different buildings, he put fire to all the different buildings in Lanka. Ulat pulat Lanka sabajari. And that is another great quality which we need to learn from Hanumanji. As needed in the execution of service, we can take any role. We can take an important role also, and we can take a very menial, humble role also. We can take a big position also if it is needed for the service of Lord. Vikat roop dhari Lanka jarava. But the problem with us, sometime when we get little fame, little adoration, little praise by somebody, we become big. We start thinking ourselves as big. I am very significant person. I am very important person. And when we start feeling ourselves significant, important, then for us it is very difficult to assume a small role, small position, a very menial, humble position. But Hanumanji does not have any that sort of mentality or mindset. He is not thinking, see, I am so great. I am the one who is able to cross this ocean to come to Lanka. All other Vanaras are incapable. I am capable. Main smarth hoon. बाकी सब असमर्थ हैं. नो, हनुमान जी डज नॉट हैव एनी दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ मेंटेलिटी. बिफोर क्रॉसिंग द ओशन ही वॉज पेइंग ऑबिसेंसेस टू ऑल द वानरस. ही वॉज टेलिंग देम प्लीज स्टे हियर. आप सब यहीं पर रुकिए, अपना ध्यान रखिए, कंदमूल खाकर गुजारा कीजिए. When I come back finding Mother Sita, then we all together go to Lord Ram and give the news. And Hanuman is paying obeisances to everybody. And all these vanaras, they are telling Hanuman, why are you paying obeisances to us? Aap smarth hain. Aap samudra ke paar ja rahe hain. Hum log asmarth hain. Hum log nahi ja pa rahe hain. Phir bhi aap hume pranam kar rahe hain. You are paying obeisances to us. Hanuman is saying, this is not the matter of capable or incapable. This is a matter of who has got what role in service of Lord Ramachandra. I have been given the role to go on the other side of Lanka. You have been given the role to stay on this side of the ocean. ये तो सब हमारा पात्रता का रोल, जो भी हमें रोल मिला है उसके ऊपर निर्भर करता है. इट इज नॉट द मैटर ऑफ कैपेबिलिटी और इनकेपेबिलिटी, सामर्थ्य और असमर्थ्य. सो दैट इज द मूड ऑफ हनुमान जी, हैविंग नो सॉर्ट ऑफ प्राइड. सो इफ वी कैन डेवलप दैट क्वालिटी, इफ नीडेड इन द सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड, आई एम रेडी टू टेक एनी रोल, एनी पोजिशन, एनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. And if needed, I am willing to do any menial service also. I am ready to sit down and speak about the glories of Lord Ramachandra. Or if needed, I am ready to clean the toilet also in the temple. That is the menial mood of servitorship, serving Lord Ramachandra. Hanumanji does not have any feeling of pride. So he is able to burn up the city of Lanka. Another impossible task. Again, only on the strength of Lord Ramachandra. Durgam kaj jagat ke jete, sugam anugrah tumhare tete. So we are saying, with the mercy of Hanumanji, we may be also able to cross over these impossible tasks. As Hanumanji is able to do, by always remembering Lord Ram, by always chanting the name of Lord Ramachandra, by always depending on Lord Ramachandra, not developing this feeling of pride, sense of doership, we may also able to do that. Another impossible task Hanumanji was able to accomplish. When Lakshman, when this war was going on between Lord Ramachandra and the army of Ravana, so once Lakshmanji was shot by the Shakti weapon of Meghanath and he fell unconscious. जब Lakshmanji को Meghanath का शक्ति वान लगा, वो बेहोश होकर गिर गए, तो सब लोग सोच रहे हैं अभी Lakshmanji की जीवन को कैसे बचाया जाए. And Hanumanji, that time, he is willing to do anything to save the life of Lakshmanji. Because Lakshman is very dear to Ram and Lord Ram is crying. Seeing the situation of Lakshman, that if something happened to Lakshman, how will I go back to Ayodhya? And to serve Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji is willing to do anything. Hanumanji is saying, I know there is nectar in the moonlight. We say, jo Chandrama ki roshani hai, usme amrit hai. So Hanuman is saying, I will go to the moon. मैं चंद्रमा के पास जाऊंगा, चंद्रमा को निचोड़ कर अमृत ले आऊंगा. And I have heard there is a nectar pot in Patal Lok being protected by all the serpents. I will go kill all these serpents and bring this pot of nectar to save the life of Lakshmanji. Tino Lok Hankate Kampe. When Hanumanji is saying all this, I will go to moon. चंद्रमा को निचोड़कर अमृत ले आऊंगा. आई विल गो टू पाताल लोक, द लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम एंड ब्रिंग द पॉट ऑफ नेक्टर. आई कैन गो इन एनी पार्ट ऑफ द थ्री प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम. एंड हियरिंग द वर्ड्स ऑफ हनुमान जी, एवरीथिंग इज शिवरिंग विद फियर. तीनों लोक हांकते कांपे. इज हनुमान सेइंग ऑल दिस आउट ऑफ प्राइड, दैट आई हैव सो मच स्ट्रेंथ, आई कैन अकॉम्प्लिश दिस टास्क? No. He is just eager to serve Lord Ramachandra. Ram kaj karibe ko atur. He is eager to serve Lord Ramachandra, not thinking how difficult the task may be. So when we engage in this process of bhakti, not thinking how much obstacle may come, will I be able to do chanting every day? Okay, today maybe I have more time, I can chant. But tomorrow when office start again, अभी तो lockdown चल रहा है, घर पे हैं, मैं जप कर सकता हूँ, 16 माला कर सकता हूँ, पर जब office फिर से खुल जाएगा, when again the office start, will I be able to continue with my chanting? So maybe I will just stick with 2 rounds only. Why to increase if I am not able to continue with later on also? So we have all these sort of negativity, all these sort of reservation, because we are relying on our own strength. We are not depending on Lord. Time is energy of Krishna. Krishna can expand that energy and shrink that energy also. If we have eagerness to chant the holy name, if we have the eagerness to serve the Lord, then Lord will give the ability. Every devotee practically has this realization. When we came in process, when I came in process, in first day itself, did we feel like, okay, one day I will chant 16 now? No, there was so much of hesitation. Will I be ever able to chant 16 now? Kabhi bhi main 16 mala jab kar paunga, dusre bhakto ki tarah. But slowly, slowly, as you start, you build up 2 round, 4 round, 8 round, then come to 16 round. And you are able to continue that. Life situation keep changing. Earlier you may be bachelor, then you get married, then you get children also. Life situation keep changing. You may become more and more busier in life. But still, if we keep bhakti as our priority, if we keep Krishna in the center, everything falls in place. It's just a matter of our eagerness to engage in this process of bhakti. Not doing all this analysis, paralysis, permutation, combination. Will I have time? Will I have resources? Will my family be responsive to this or not? All that is secondary. First, we have to show the desire. And then Lord makes arrangement. Hanumanji has the desire to serve Lord Ramachandra, to fulfill any of his tasks. And Lord Ramachandra is giving the capability, the ability to fulfill that task. So, Ram kaj karibe ko vatur. Hanumanji was told by Jambavanji, there is a vaid in Lanka. Jambavan kahe vaid sushena, Lanka rahi ko pathai lena. So, Jambavanji is saying, there is vaid sushena in Lanka. Send somebody to bring that vaid. Jambavanji did not say, Hanumanji, you go and bring vaid. जामवन जी ने बोला किसी को भेजकर उस वैद को बुलवा लीजिए. एंड हनुमान जी सेड बाय समबडी एल्स आई विल गो इवन दो इट मे बी वेरी स्मॉल टास्क लेट मी डू दैट टास्क आई विल गो एंड ब्रिंग वैद्य सुशैन हियर. धरि लघु रूप गयो हनुमंता आन्यु भवन समेत तुरंता. हनुमान जी अगेन अज्यूम्ड अ स्मॉल फॉर्म टू गो टू लंका. He again assumed a small form. अभी हनुमान जी क्या बोल रहे थे, मैं चंद्रमा को जाकर चंद्रमा निचोड़ लाऊंगा, पाताल लोक जाकर अमृत का घड़ा ले आऊंगा. अभी जब जामवन जी ने बोला कि सिर्फ जाकर वैद्य को ले आइए, तो हनुमान जी इवन इमीडिएटली बिकेम स्मॉल. धर्यु लघु रूप, एक छोटा सा रूप बनाकर लंका में गए. ही वेंट टू लंका. आन्यु भवन समेत तुरंता. Immediately, quickly, he came bringing Sushen Vaidya along with his house. Unke ghar ko hi jad se ukhaad kar le aaye. You know, somebody may ask, aapko Vaidya lane ke liye bola tha. We asked you to bring Sushen Vaidya. Pura ghar hi kyu utha kar le aaye? Hanumanji is very intelligent. Vidyavan guni ati chatur. He is very intelligent. He said, if I go, just bring Vaidya while he is sleeping. And when he come here, if we tell, oh, you have brought me here, but all my medicine are left in my laboratory, in my home. So what can I do? I don't have any medicine. So what is the use of bringing him? So I brought along with the house. Ki puri chikitsalaya ke saath hi utha kar le chalo. At least he will not give the excuse that I don't have any medicines. Another reason, if I have brought him forcibly, Vaidya Sushen, waking him up and told him, come, you need to come and treat Lakshmanji. And Vaidya, he may have thought, oh, he is the enemy of Ravan, why should I go and treat him? Or, agar nahi mante aur main unko jabardasti leke aata, if I could have brought him forcibly, if we do force with the doctor, what if he do something wrong? मरीज को ठीक करने के बजाय और भी उसकी व्यवस्था खराब कर दे. सो बेटर टू जस्ट ब्रिंग हिम अलॉन्ग विद हिज हाउस before he even wakes up. Another reason why I did not wake up and bring him alone here, if I could have, I would have woke him up and he could have started making noise, what will happen? Or dusra ek aur reason, even Ravana knows that Lakshman is unconscious and he may have sent all his soldiers everywhere in Lanka, wherever any capable doctor is living, to keep guard that nobody comes to take doctor. So all these soldiers, they will be looking for the house of Sushaina Vaidya. So I have taken the whole house and taken the house. If they don't get the house, then they will look at the house. So Hanuman is very intelligent. Vidyavan Gunihati Chatur. Ramakaj Karibeko Atur. He is ready to serve Lord Ramachandra. And for that service, he is willing to take any menial role also. When Sushaina Vaidya came, he told that there is one special medicine, Sanjeevani Booty, which is on the Himalayas, and somebody has to go and bring that medicine. And we don't have enough time. Only till sunrise. Now it's the middle of the night. And if the medicine does not come before sunrise, then there is no scope to protect, to save Lakshman. And Hanuman said, don't worry. Until I come back, until I bring the medicine back, sun will not dare rise. Jab tak main wapas nahi ho jata, surya udhay nahi hoga. Now Hanuman ji has the potential, has the capability to stop sun also. In the previous experience also, he had swallowed sun in his mouth. So Hanuman ji is saying, jab tak main wapas nahi aa jata, surya udhay nahi hoga. To aap uski chinta mat kariye. So Hanuman ji is now ready to go to Himalayas to bring that Sanjeevani booty. Another difficult task, practically impossible task, to go that far and come back within few hours. And on top of that, Ravana came to know Hanuman is going to bring Sanjeevani, and he sent one demon as an obstacle to stop Hanumanji on the way. Kalanemi, the name also suggests Kal Chakra. So Kalanemi ko bheja Hanumanji ki gati rokne ke liye. And Hanumanji killed that Kalanemi. Hanumanji, by killing Kalanemi, he is showing, I can stop this Kala Chakra in service of Lord Ramachandra if needed. And when he went, he was not able to find this Sanjeevani. So he thought, let me just take the whole mountain. So he carried the whole mountain, brought it back. And Lord Ramachandra is so pleased with the service mood of Hanuman, he embraced Hanumanji. That you are as dear to me as my brother Bharat. And somebody asked Hanumanji, aapko ek Sanjeevani booti leke aane ke liye bheja tha, pura parvat kyun utha laye? Why you brought this whole mountain? Ab Hanumanji is not giving any excuse. Hanumanji ye nahi bol rahe ki mujhe बूटी की पहचान हुई, आई वॉज नॉट एबल टू फाइंड दैट पर्टिकुलर हर्ब. ही इज रेडी टू एक्सेप्ट हिज शॉर्टकमिंग्स ऑल्सो. हमारे साथ क्या होता है, अगर आप और मैं कुछ कोई गया होता संजीवनी लेने, हमें नहीं पता चलता, सपोज ले भी आते तो क्या बोलते? ऐसा तो कभी नहीं बोलते कि नहीं मुझे पहचान नहीं हुई इसलिए पूरा पर्वत उठा लाया. No, I was not able to recognize. How is that possible? No, I just brought it. I thought, baad mein koi aur bhi murchit ho gaya to kisi aur ke bhi kaam aa jayegi. If somebody else also needs more jadi booti, more Sanjeevani, let me take the whole mountain only. Hanumanji said, I was not able to recognize what is Sanjeevani booti. So I just brought the whole mountain. Aapko jo booti chahiye, aap lijiye, Lakshman ji ka upchar kijiye. All these great qualities which are because of the mercy of Lord Ramachandra, because of the strength of Lord Ramachandra. And further, all the impossible task which Hanumanji accomplished was killing the various armies of Ravana. Ravana has a huge army and Lord Ramachandra has army of Vanaras. Ravana's army, the Rakshasas, they are Mayavi. They can fly in the sky, they can disappear, they can appear at any place. So they are playing hide and seek with the army of Ramachandra. And these Vanaras are bewildered. Where did all this demon go? He was right in front. Now where did he disappear? So Hanumanji is taking the role to destroy all this army. He says, main akela kaafi hoon. And Hanumanji is destroying this army of Ravana, left and right, up and down, everywhere. Ravana once said, four armies together. One army on the horses, one army on the elephants. Is tarah se char char senaye ek saath bhej di Ravan ne. And these Vanaras are thinking how to fight with all this huge army. And Hanumanji said, let me fight with them, let me handle them. And how to destroy them? So he is taking the same army, ki inhi ke astra se inhi ko maar dalo. We don't have the weapons to kill them, let's use their weapon and kill them with their weapon only. So the army on the horses, he is taking the horses, throwing on another horse. Army on the elephants, he is picking up the elephant and throwing on the other elephants. तो घोड़ों को घोड़ों पे उठा के मारा, हाथियों को हाथियों के ऊपर उठाकर मारा. तो उन्हीं की आर्मी से उन्हीं की आर्मी को तबाह कर रहे हैं. He is just killing all the army based on their own army itself. And somebody is coming in the back of Hanumanji, even in the back also Hanumanji's tail, उनकी पूंछ, that is doing the magic. Hanumanji पूंछ में लपेट लपेट कर उछाल उछाल कर फेंक रहे हैं, एक दूसरे के ऊपर पटक पटक कर मार रहे हैं. Somebody went to Ravana. So all these four armies were destroyed. Somebody went to Ravana and informed Ravana. Ravana asked, where are the four armies? And that person said, oh, all four armies are gone. What do you mean gone? Hanumanji ke samne ko tik nahi pa raha. He said, nobody is able to face Hanumanji. And Ravana said, why you have to face Hanumanji? Piche se attack karo, then fight him from the back behind. He said, we tried. Going on the back also. Still we were not able to handle him. Unki back pe bhi, unki jo poonch hai. Samane to, there is a limit how long the hands will come. In the back there is no limit. We cannot judge how far the tail will go. So there is no place to judge. So Hanumanji, haathon se patak patak kar maar rahe hai, poonch se lapet lapet kar maar rahe hai. So he is destroying all the armies of Ravana. Accomplish all these impossible tasks in service of Lord Ramachandra. Bhim Roop Dhari Asura Sanghare. So Suksham Roop Dhari Siya Hi Dikhava. By assuming a small form, he appeared in front of Sita Devi to tell him that Lord Ramachandra is going to come soon. Vikat Roop Dhari Lanka Jari. By assuming a great form, big form, he burned up all the Lanka. Bhim Roop Dhari Asura Sanghare, by again assuming a big gigantic form, he destroyed all these Rakshasas, Asuras. One time Ravana sent Amar Sena, all these demons in that army, they had a nectar, Amrit. They are Amar, they cannot be killed. So when this Amar Sena came to fight, now everybody is thinking, iska kya karenge? So now our defeat is definite. We are defeated. No, we cannot kill them. And Hanumanji came forward. Let me handle them also. And Lord Ramachandra said, how will you handle? We cannot kill them. They are Amar. And Hanumanji said, I am also Amar. And Ramachandra said, how come you are Amar? Mother Sita gave me that boon. Amar, Ajar Amar Gun Nidhi Suta Hohu. Mother Sita gave me this boon that you be the Ajar and Amar. So I am also Amar. Don't worry, I will go fight with this Amar Sena. But you cannot kill them. He said, just there will be some method to defeat them. तुम मार नहीं सकते तो उनको यहां से गायब ही कर दो. हनुमान जी स्टार्टेड कैप्चरिंग एवरीबडी इन द टेल एंड स्टार्टेड थ्रोइंग इट अप इन द स्काई कि उनको धरती के जो गुरुत्वाकर्षण की सीमा है उसी से बाहर ही कर दो, ऊपर उठा के आकाश में फेंक दो. लेट देम जस्ट कीप सर्कुलेटिंग लाइक अ सैटेलाइट बियॉन्ड दिस आउटर लेयर ऑफ दिस अर्थ, बियॉन्ड दिस ग्रेविटेशनल फोर्स ऑफ अर्थ. दे कैन नॉट कम बैक. अमर रहने दो उनको अमर, बट दे विल नॉट बी एबल टू कम बैक हियर. सो हनुमान जी विद्यवान गुणियति चातुर, ही इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट बट ऑल बेस्ड ऑन द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र. व्हेन वी एग्जीक्यूट एनी डिवोशनल सर्विस वी शुड सी हाउ आई कैन इंटेलिजेंटली सर्व इन द पर्पज ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा, इन द पर्पज ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र, यूटिलाइजिंग ऑल अवर एबिलिटीज अवर स्किल सेट इन द सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड. एंड द बिगेस्ट सर्विस, वन ऑफ द devotional service is actually to propagate this Krishna consciousness, bring people at the feet of Lord, doing all these preaching activities, that is also service to Lord, that is also bhakti, glorifying the Lord, spreading the glories of the Lord, engaging people in the chanting, in shravanam kirtanam smaranam process, and to execute that task, whatever intelligence we can utilize with the mercy of Lord, all our skill set, whatever we can utilize with the mercy of the Lord. So like Hanumanji, we should be able to serve the Lord with all our intelligence, with full eagerness. In that way we can accomplish even the impossible task. All this impossible task, they will be standing folding hands in front of us. They will say, yes, because of your bhakti, because of your determination, I am not impossible. Now I am possible. So bhakti can transform all this impossible into I am possible. But what is Hanuman's overall mood in all this service? Sometimes people think, oh, Hanuman is able to accomplish all this task. He can, if he is merciful on me, all my tasks will be accomplished. All my difficulties will be solved. दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम निग्रह तुम्हारे तेते. Because of your mercy, all my tasks will be accomplished. So let me go to Hanuman ji. Hanuman ji का घर द्वार कहाँ है? Let me go take shelter of Hanuman ji. So Hanuman ji का द्वार कहाँ है? Where does Hanuman reside? राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे. हनुमान जी का अपना कोई घर द्वार नहीं है. हनुमान जी हिमसेल्फ इज रिजाइडिंग एट द डोर ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र. राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे. तो कुछ लोग इस अर्थ का भी अनर्थ कर देते हैं. भगवान राम पूरे जगत की रक्षा करते हैं और लोग कहते हैं कि हनुमान जी भगवान राम की रक्षा कर रहे हैं. राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे, कि हनुमान जी स्टेइंग गार्डिंग द डोर ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र, ही इज प्रोटेक्टिंग लॉर्ड रामचंद्र. एक्चुअली दैट इज नॉट द रियल मीनिंग ऑफ राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे. व्हाट इट मीन्स इज इफ वी गो टेक शेल्टर ऑफ हनुमान जी, इफ वी गो एट द डोर ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र, देन हनुमान जी टेक्स दिस वाउ टू प्रोटेक्ट अस. राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे. इफ वी कनेक्ट अवर सेल्फ at the door of Lord Ramachandra, then Hanuman ji will guide us, Hanuman ji will protect us, Hanuman will protect us on the path of bhakti also. So how we have to go at the dwar of Lord Ramachandra? Does it mean that now I have to take a flight, go to Delhi and then take a train, go to Ayodhya and go at the in front of the palace of Lord Ramachandra, at the in front of temple of Lord Ramachandra, then I will be at the dwar of Lord Ramachandra? तो कहीं जाने की जरूरत नहीं है. अगर हम अपने घर द्वार को भगवान के घर द्वार से जोड़ दें, अपने घर द्वार को ही भगवान का घर द्वार बना दें, इफ वी मेक अवर हाउस एज द हाउस ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र, इफ वी कनेक्ट अवर होम विद द होम विद लॉर्ड रामचंद्र, इफ वी कनेक्ट अवर लाइफ विद द लाइफ ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र, देन वी आर एट द शेल्टर ऑफ Lord Ramachandra. And ultimately we are at the shelter of Hanumanji. Ram Duare Tum Rakhware. Hot Na Agya Bina Paisare. The actual meaning is, if somebody goes, connect with the door of Lord Ramachandra, apne aapko Bhagwan se jod dein, to Hanumanji raksha karenge. Hanumanji is like a guru. He gives guidance also. Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhar Varnau Raghuvar Vimal Jas Jodayak Phal Char. So he recites that prayer. This is glorification of Guru actually. When I take shelter of the feet of Guru, Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhar, it can bring up all, it can remove all the impurities from the heart. And without the mercy of Guru, how will I be able to glorify Lord Ramachandra? So that is glorification of Guru, but that glorification is also linked with Hanumanji considering him also as Guru. And same way, in this whole Ram Leela, we say Bharatji also. Bharatji also Guru. He is also doing the task of connecting everybody with Lord Ramachandra. वो सबको भगवान से जोड़ने का काम कर रहे हैं. केकई ने भगवान राम को अयोध्या से निकालकर वन में भेज दिया, 14 वर्ष का वनवास दिया. उसने भगवान राम को सबसे अलग कर दिया. और भरत जी पूरी अयोध्या वासियों को लेकर वन में जा रहे हैं भगवान राम से जोड़ने के लिए उनको. टू ब्रिंग लॉर्ड राम बैक टू अयोध्या, टू ब्रिंग टू कनेक्ट हिम बैक टू द पीपल. सो भरत जी इज ऑल्सो गुरु. So Hanumanji, he is the guru. He can give guidance how we can stay connected in this path of bhakti. And he is eager to connect everybody with the Lord Ramachandra. Whoever takes shelter of Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji protects. And the classical example is Vibhishan. When Hanuman came to find Mother Sita in Lanka, when he was searching for Mother Sita everywhere, he was not able to find. He was passing over one house, one palace in Lanka. And as he was passing over this Lanka, he saw one house which was different from all other houses. And what was the speciality of that house? Rama Yudh Ankit Graha Shobha Varnina Jai Nav Tulsika Vrandataha Dekhi Harsh Kapirai. He saw one house which was different from all other houses. What was so special? Ramayud Ankit. That house was decorated with the symbols of Lord Ramachandra. The bow and arrow, the Shankh Chakra was marked on that house. Lord Ramachandra's name was written on that house. Ram, Ram, Ram. Graha Shobha Varnina Jai Nav Tulsika Vrandataha Dekhi Harsh Kapirai. He saw one Tulsi plant in the courtyard of that house. And Hanumanji thought, this person is the devotee of Lord Ramachandra. And that was the early morning time. And at that time, Bhavishan got up from his sleep. Tehi samay Bhavishan jaga, Ram Ram tehi sumaran kina, Hriday harsh kapi sajjan chinha. That time Bhavishan wake up from his sleep, and as soon as he woke up from his sleep, what did he say? Ram, Ram, Ram. He chanted the name of Lord Ramachandra. And Hanumanji heard that sound, that voice, that somebody is chanting the name of my Lord Ramachandra. And Hanumanji thought, oh, this is definitely a sajjana, a great devotee of the Lord. And when, because Bhavishan has made his house connected with the Lord, अपने घर द्वार को भगवान का घर द्वार बना दिया था, तो हनुमान जी ने उनके घर द्वार की रक्षा की. How? When he was burning the whole city of Lanka, he put fire to everywhere in Lanka. All the palaces, all the houses in Lanka are burning up, but nothing happened to the house of Vibhishan. In the whole city of Lanka, only this house of Bhavishan was not touched by fire, and the Ashok Vatika where Mother Sita was sitting, that place was not touched by fire. Because Hanuman was very careful. Ram Duare Tum Rakhware. If somebody connects himself with Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji gives protection, shelter. When we are doing this katha also, when we are speaking about Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji is sitting, hearing this katha. He is so much rasiya. He is so much eager to hear Ramakatha that he is present at every place. Wherever Ramakatha is going on, he is present there. So Hanuman gives protection. And the other quality is, Ram Duare Tum Rakhware Hotan Agya Bin Paisare. Now, for this also, many people give different meaning. Arth ka anarth kar dete hain. And sometimes the people connect this with earth. Earth ko earth se jod dete hain. Earth means money, Lakshmi. Hot na agya bin paisare. Is samaj mein bahut alag alag bhanti bhanti ki durbhavnaye chalti hain. Alag alag vichar chalte hain. Somebody is taking bribe and he is saying, I am taking because of this phrase only. See, Hanuman Chalisa mein ye likha hai. Hot na agya bin paisare. Hanuman ji bhi paisa lete the. तब जाके राम भवन में घुसने की आज्ञा देते थे. सो आई एम ऑल्सो टेकिंग ऑन द अकाउंटेबिलिटी ऑफ दिस फ्रेज ओनली. दैट इज नॉट द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस फ्रेज. होत न आज्ञा बिन पैसारे. पैसारे मीन्स प्रवेश. होत न आज्ञा बिन पैसारे. बिना हनुमान जी की आज्ञा के राम जी के भवन में कोई प्रवेश नहीं कर सकता. हनुमान जी इज द वन हु कनेक्ट्स people with Lord Ramachandra. जो दूसरों को भगवान राम के चरणों से जोड़ दे. And whom did Hanuman ji connect with Lord Ramachandra? First example is Sugriv. तुम उपकार सुग्रीव ही कीन्हा राम मिलाए राजपद दीन्हा. आपने सुग्रीव जी पर उपकार किया. He connected Sugriv with Lord Ramachandra and because of that, Sugriv was able to regain his lost kingdom. Unko Kishkindha ka rajya mila. Tum upkar Sugriv kina. So Hanuman ji connected Sugriv with Lord Ramachandra. Actually, Sugriv himself has no good qualities. But because he was introduced by Hanuman ji ne bola, Prabhu, aap inke saath mitrata kijiye. Lord Ramachandra accepted Sugriv as a friend. And one time actually Lakshmanji told Lord Ramachandra, Sugriv had so many faults. He is not keeping his vow only. He made a promise that if you help me gain my kingdom back, then I will go find Mother Sita. I will send all my Vanaras to find Mother Sita. Now he has got the kingdom. Now he is in the enjoyment mood. He has forget about his promise. And still you are just keeping quiet here, waiting for him to come back. And Lord Ramachandra says, I am not looking at all the faults of Sugriva. Sugriv may have all these faults, but I am seeing who connected Sugriv to me. Main usko dekh raha hu jisne Sugriv ko mujhse mila diya. I am looking at Hanumanji. Hanumanji connected Sugriv to me. And because of him, I am keeping friendship with Sugriv. So, हनुमान जी सबको भगवान के चरणों से जोड़ देते हैं. होत न आज्ञा बिन पैसारे. सो भक्तों का काम क्या है? What is our role and responsibility? To connect more and more people with Krishna, with Lord Ramachandra. Bring them in the bhakti fold. Engage them in the service of Lord Ramachandra. Because we know they are suffering in this material world. Even though they may not realize at this time that they are suffering. They may be thinking we are enjoying, independent from the Lord. But actually they are suffering. And to remove their all the suffering situation, somehow we should connect them with bhakti, with the Supreme Lord. So Hanuman connects everybody with the Supreme Lord. Unko Bhagwan ke charno se jod dete hain. तुम उपकार सुग्रीव कीना राम मिलाए राजपद धीना. Who else हनुमान जी connected with Lord Ramachandra? विभीषण जी. तुम्हारो मंत्र भविषण माना, लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना। भविषण जी फॉलोड हनुमान जी इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड देन ही केम एंड टुक शेल्टर ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट ही वॉज एबल टू बिकम द किंग ऑफ लंका। लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना। So how did Bhishan ji follow the instruction of Hanuman ji? So when Hanuman ji was searching for Mother Sita, he saw this house of Bhishan ji. And Bhishan ji walked up, came out, and Hanuman ji disguised himself as a Brahmana and came in front of Bhishan ji. And there was a discussion, talk between Bhishan ji and Hanuman ji. Bhishan ji was thinking Hanuman ji is Dut, some devotee of Lord Ramachandra. First he thought he is Ramachandra, came in disguise. And then Hanuman ji said, no, I am not Ramachandra, I am just a menial servant of Ramachandra. And Bhishan said, you are so glorious that Lord Ramachandra has taken you in your shelter, in your service. When will Lord Ramachandra do mercy on me? I am living in this Lanka among all these demons. And what is my situation? You know how I am living among all these demons. I am living as the tongue lives between these 32 teeth. It has always a risk of being bitten by these 32 teeth. Jab bhi bolte hain tab danton se dabne ka dar rehta hai, jab khate hain to danton se dabne ka dar rehta hai. So I am living among these demons as the tongue lives among these teeth. Suno pavan sut rahani hamari jimi das nahi muh jeev bichari. Hey Hanuman ji, hear about how I am living in this Lanka. I am living as the tongue lives among these teeth. When will Lord Ramachandra be merciful on me? Kab wo mere upar kripa karenge? And Hanuman ji said, Lord Ramachandra is like an expert doctor. This tongue, even though may be troubled by the teeth, but when the person goes to the doctor, and the same tongue complains about this teeth. Oh, this particular teeth is hurting me. And the doctor plucks out that teeth, removes that teeth. So same way, Lord Ramachandra is expert doctor. You take shelter of Lord Ramachandra and Lord Ramachandra is going to destroy all these demons anyways and remove you from all these miserable situations. So when Bhishan was rejected by Ravana, he immediately went, took shelter of Lord Ramachandra. And Hanuman ji told, yes, I know Bhishan, he is a great devotee. Even though all other ministers, Jamavan ji, Sugriv ji, everybody else was little reluctant to take Bhishan under the shelter, Lord Rama said, I don't care what all think. If you think that I should not take Bhishan in my shelter, I cannot do that. If somebody comes under my shelter, I cannot deny shelter. So Lord Ramachandra took Bhishan under shelter because of recommendation of Hanuman ji. Tumhara mantra Bhishan mana, Lankeshwar bhai sab jag jana. Immediately Lord Ramachandra gave the vow that after killing Ravana, even before killing, he addressed Bhishan as Lankeshwar. That, hey Lankesh, that you are the king of Lanka. He gave the kingdom of Lanka before even killing Ravana. And somebody asked, but if Ravana also come take your shelter, you are already giving Lanka to Bhishan. Then if Ravana comes take your shelter, what will you give him? He said, I will give my Lanka or my Ayodhya to Ravana if he also come take my shelter. But the point here is Hanuman ji is a great devotee of the Lord, and his intention, his motive is to connect everybody at the feet of Lord Ramachandra. Bring everybody under the shelter of Lord Ramachandra. Ram duare tum rakhware hot na aagya bin paisare. So he is able to accomplish all these great tasks, all these impossible tasks, but still, what is his mindset in all these achievements? He is not thinking, I am the doer, that I am able to accomplish such difficult task on my strength, on my intelligence. What is he saying? Nimatta matra eva aham karta bhokta tav eva. I am just an instrument. You are the doer. You are the enjoyer, oh my Lord. Tvam eva karta, tvam eva bhokta, tvam eva shrota, tvam eva vakta. So that is what we should learn, what we should acquire as a quality. That Lord is the doer, He is the maintainer, He is the controller, He is the proprietor, He is the enjoyer. He is the ability, He is giving the ability to speak also at this time. I am not doing everything on my own ability. That see, I am such a great speaker, or I am such a great singer, or I am such a great cook, or I am such a great kirtani, or this or that. He is giving all this ability. I am just instrument. If he want, I can speak. If he want, he can arrange the audience. If he want, I can just sit and do my chanting, just do my own bhajan. And because of the mercy of Lord Ramachandra, the ability given by Lord Ramachandra, ability given by the Supreme Lord, all the impossible tasks can be accomplished. Mukam karoti vachalam langu pangum langhayate girim yat kripatamaham bande paramananda madhavam. Because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord, paramananda madhavam. Madhava, who is the Supreme Lord, paramananda, who is the complete bliss. Because of him, what can be accomplished? Mukam karoti vachalam. Even a person who is not able to speak, dumb person, he can start speaking. Mukam karoti vachalam. Pangum langhayate girim. Even a person, handicapped person, will be able to climb over the mountain. And same way in Ramayana it says, Mukh hoi vachal, pangu chadi girivar gahan, jasu kripaso dayal dravau sakal kalimal dahan. Because of the mercy of the Lord, a person, incapable person can speak, a lame person can climb the mountain. Because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord, all the kleshas, the miseries of this life can be destroyed. Sakal kalimal dahana. So sometime in life we see these problems. We see challenges in life. Sometimes we face distractions which come in many different forms. That is also a test of the Lord. And we get completely distracted by all these. Hum bhakti ko hi blame karne lagte. Jab se main bhakti mein aaya hu, mere upar sankat zyada aa rahe hain. Let me just give up bhakti. So people think, let me first solve my problems. Let me bring these things on track first. Abhi ghar mila hai, pehle main apne ghar ko pura settle kar dun, sab chaka chak saja dun, sab saman se mat samet dun, phir dwara bhakti karunga, phir dwara naam jap karunga. Naam jap kahan bhaga ja raha hai? Pehle main apni ye problem solve kar lun, life mein abhi family ke saath itne khicha tani chal rahi hai, pehle isko suljha lun, phir bhakti karunga. So we face all these problems and we become discouraged. We want to leave bhakti. Let me hold on to bhakti. Let me pause bhakti. I will do bhakti later. I don't have time to do japa right now. I don't have time to read, or I don't have time to listen to the katha. But we forget so easily that time is Krishna's energy. If we keep Krishna as our number one priority, all other tasks will be accomplished with ease. Agar pehle Bhagwan ka naam jap karenge, Bhagwan ka upar dependence rakhenge, to baki sab kaam bhi aasani se ho jayenge. So many people have experienced that. I myself have many experiences. When I came in this process of bhakti, even though so many tasks were going on parallelly, I was having a family, I was having a full-time job, I was working on PhD, so many different things, and it is so easy to say, let me first finish all these things, let me first finish this PhD and all, and tab aram se bhakti karenge. But somehow Krishna kept me in the process, and because of Krishna's mercy, Krishna's strength, we were able to continue with that while doing chanting, while doing listening, all other tasks was also going on. And all other tasks, earlier if it is taking 8 hours, because of Krishna's mercy, same task can be accomplished in 5 hours. So Krishna can expand the time and he can shrink the time. If we think, let me give up chanting, give up other things and finish these tasks, same task will become Hurikulan. It becomes so difficult to accomplish. And while being dependent on Krishna, same task could be accomplished so easily. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, a great devotee, there is something famous about him. He used to have a very reputed job. He was a magistrate. And he was able to finish all his work in a matter of 4 hours. And all other magistrates, they have to complete one case. They will take so many days. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he will finish one case like so quickly. Give up the judgment and perfect judgment. And everybody is saying, how are you able to do that? Because Krishna gives intelligence. Krishna gives the ability to do the task. So we should not get discouraged by facing all these difficulties in life, but move on, continue by keeping Krishna in the center, Lord Ramchandra in the center, and ultimately all these difficult tasks, so-called impossible tasks, will be accomplished. Bhakti can transform impossible into I am possible. So there are so many great lessons we can learn from all these wonderful devotees. Bhakta Hanuman, Bhakta Prahlad, Bhakta Dhruva. They are showing with their character how we can make progress in bhakti. Durgam kaj jagat ke jete. Because of the ability given by Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji is able to accomplish all these impossible tasks. And same way, we can also accomplish all these impossible tasks in our life. Impossible, the biggest impossible task in this life is to cut down this bondage of birth, death, old age and disease. To cross over this material world and go back to the spiritual world, to our original eternal home. That is the biggest impossible task, seems like. But by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, by engaging in the process of bhakti, that task can be accomplished so easily. But it's so easy just engaging in the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. By hearing Harikatha, by chanting the name of the Lord, by remembering the Lord, we can accomplish that so-called impossible task. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So let's resolve to continue to chant the holy name, eagerly hear Harikatha regularly, and engage in the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and make our life successful without getting distracted by all these difficulties which pose in our life. Shri Ramchandra Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Hanuman ji ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. So thank you very much. Please forgive me if I spoke anything wrong. If anybody has any questions, comments, please feel free to share. And as a recap, just a reminder point, let's improve our listening. Listening is not for the sake of formality, not to just put our attendance, but listen attentively, ekagrachit, so that we can hear from the 2 ears, take it down in our heart and apply in our lives to transform our lives. If we hear, definitely we'll feel the change in our life. We'll see that transformation happening in our life. Why the transformation is not happening? Because we are not hearing properly. We are not hearing attentively. So any questions, comments?
Kamal Shukla Prabhu said, Most wonderful class yet again.
Thank you, Prabhu. I know you have a great eagerness to hear.
Yeah. Thanks for the class, Gaur Chand Das.
So thank you, everyone. Then we will stop here. Shri Ramchandra Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Vinayak Prabhu ki jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Prabhu. This was the special request by Ravi Shankar Prabhu, actually. Ravi Shankar Prabhu requested me if you can speak on Sundar Kand. So I said, okay, we'll do some mix of Sundar Kand, Yuddha Kand, and some points from the glorification of Hanumanji as a Hanuman Chalisa which people recite. And we'll do as a lessons learned from the character of Hanumanji.
Actually, I was in some points because This view, I never thought of Hanuman Chalisa in this view.
See, that's what the problem is. People is like read Hanuman Chalisa in a different view. They say, oh, Hanumanji is even better than Ramachandra. So I just want to mention one more point here. So Hanuman, sometimes people think Hanumanji is a better God than Ramachandra. See, Hanumanji, Lord Ramachandra could not solve his problem and Hanuman was solving his problems. Actually, there was a funny story. Once one person, he lost his wife. They went somewhere and he lost his wife and he was going to the temple of Lord Ramachandra to pray to Lord Ramachandra. And somebody met him outside. You look distressed, what happened? Oh, my wife is lost, I'm searching for her, I'm going to Lord Ramachandra for help. And that person said, why are you going to Lord Ramachandra? You go to Hanumanji. See, Ramachandra ji ke mandir ke samne Hanumanji ka mandir hai, aap wahan par jaiye. Inki khud ki bibi kho gayi thi, wo khud ki bibi nahi dhoond paaye, aapki bibi kaise dhoondenge? So this is how people distort the meaning and how people, jaise main bol raha tha, arth ka anarth kar dete hain. So people think Hanuman ji is bigger than Lord Ramachandra. Actually, who is Hanuman? He is Lord Shiva. He is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And why he has appeared? Ram kaj hetu tav avatara. To serve Lord Ramachandra, he has taken avatar. Ram kaj lagi tava avatara. So he has come as a devotee of the Lord to serve Lord Ramachandra, and he is a bhakta. Right? This is how Hanuman should be. If somebody approaches Hanuman, how we should approach Hanuman? As a great devotee of the Lord, not as an independent God. That Hanuman is an independent God. He is equal to Lord Ramachandra, is independent of Lord Ramachandra. Because that becomes an offense. Hanumanji does not like that. Hanuman is saying, you are giving me that position. My position is at the feet of Lord Ramachandra and you want me to sit equal to Lord Ramachandra. And Hanumanji does not accept that. And he will not let you come close to the feet of Lord Ramachandra also then. So we should know the real essence, real bhavarth, what is the mood of Hanumanji in service of Lord Ramachandra, and we should accept that mood and serve, approach Hanumanji in that mood. So just as a clarification, it came up because of your point. So thank you.
Actually, Shivaji is Rudra, one of the Rudra avatars is Hanuman. I heard somewhere like
I Hanuman don't know. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, Hanuman is one of the Rudra avatars.
Maybe possible because different Ansha, right?
Yeah.
Rudra, there are 11 Rudra, and Hanumanji is also considered as 11th Ansh of Lord Shiva. Yeah. So maybe.
Okay.
Okay. So once again, thank you very much. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.